It's time for another mini project in the series of practical 3D printing. I invite you to report on the design of the replacement for the lamp mounting element in Blender, all step by step, along with a demonstration of the final result. The original element was metal, but after 2 years, it broke. Can PLA do the job here? I presented the lamp 3 years ago in the topic Large Third Hand Magnifier, USB Lamp, New Acolox, Review. So the damage was done to this joint. I created the replacement in Blender. I started the adventure with a circle of diameter in line with the diameter of the lamp. I then prepared myself a block with a length that matched the desired element, circle cutout. Based on this, I cut out this cutout and gave it a thickness. At this point, it was still two-dimensional. For this reason, I then gave it a third dimension. I made a print for the fitting. Fits. Now it's time for the holes. I have created the cylinder so that its origin point is on the symmetry axis of the piece. This in order to later add a mirror image to have the two holes symmetrically. After adding the mirror modifier, then I added Boolean, i.e. we cut a new shape from the previous element. Then it was time for another cylinder, also with Boolean, but this time a sum operation. Fitting. A few improvements later, I still cut the third hole, and the shape is tentatively ready. The third hole is needed because the wires are routed through it. Printed component. I printed the piece on a slant to reinforce the structure a little. Done. Now the only question is how long it will last. Summary. I waited about a month before writing the topic. During this time, I have used the lamp normally, and I can already state with a clear conscience that the print has performed well. Nothing has broken yet, and even if it does, I have a second piece in reserve. It costs practically nothing. The piece only weighs 2 to 3 grams, and considering that I pay about £50 for 1 kilogram of filament, it's really pennies, even including electricity and time spent in Blender. Could it have been fixed any other way? I don't know. You guys can tell me. But in terms of my capabilities, the 3D printing solution worked perfectly.